This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Well, here we are backstage, where our players are warming up for today's big match, because today, one of them is going to have the opportunity to win his very own video arcade game. So, players, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Ah, a nice audience here. Thank you very much for coming to join us today. These are our contestants, and let's say hello to them now and get to know them a little bit. Your name, please?
My name's Colin Adkins.
Colin, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm going to be a senior next year, hope to major in business probably, going into law then.
I heard you were in a debating society?
Yeah, I'm in an organization that organizes debates.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Yes, you are. Okay, Colin. And on my left, your name?
Ron Graham.
Ron, how are you, okay?
Pretty well, yeah.
Great. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a freelance designer and photographer.
Ah, photographer?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have that job. Sounds like a snap. Well, okay, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. It is Wacko. So I'd like you guys to shake hands, and let's go play Starcade. And while they're getting set, we're going to ask Kevin to tell us about the five games in today's show.
If there could be such a thing as an oldie in the video game industry, we've got a few of them today, starting with Wild Western, a game of cowboys and Indians. And right next to it, Sinistar, a new game where evil lives and hungers. Then it's Super Cobra, a chopper run through a spacey place. Then Moon Patrol, an exciting drive on the moon. And finally, Journey, a chase through space. Jeff?
All right, gentlemen, those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. Pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is automatically yours. Right now, Kevin is going to whisper to the home audience what the mystery game is for today.
Today's mystery game is Wild Western.
All right, the home audience knows, and we can only guess, I guess. Colin and Ron, I'm going to ask you a question. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll have the advantage of picking the first game we're going to play today. So hands on buzzers, and here we go. What is the first obstacle to be avoided in the game Swimmer? A, turtles, B, floating logs. Colin.
Floating logs.
Floating logs is right. Good for you. All right, you have the advantage. You can pick the first game. We have five of them up there. Which one do you want to start with?
Start with Sinistar.
Sinistar. Sinistar it is. No mystery game sounds. We didn't get the mystery game, but boy, that is one heck of a game. And Kevin, our own sinister person, will tell us about it.
I may be sinister, but those are my initials at the top of the high score list. This is Sinistar. You don't want to get too close to this guy. Mine the crystals by firing on the planetoids, then scoop them up because these crystals make Cinnabombs. Lots of Cinnabombs are the only thing that can save you when Sinistar comes for you. And this far-out thing will come for you, so be ready to fight or run from Sinistar.
Okay, I guess I have to admit in front of everybody that Kevin is the best Sinistar player in the whole Starcade group. This game, you're familiar with this game?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Okay, it's a little different when you play for 50 seconds. Remember that the warships give you 500 points. The little red workers can't hurt you, but only give you 150 points, I think.
Yeah.
All right, and if you want to go for the Sinistar before it's built, if you have a couple of Cinnabombs, you get 500 points each time you hit there.
Thank you very much.
Okay, it's up to you to get the points. At home, you will not see the score on the screen. We'll have our official scorekeeper for this game tell us what the score is at the end of 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Mining some crystals. There he is, picking up some crystals. 150 points of crystal. A couple hundred points of crystal. Right. All right, 37 seconds. Doing fine. There's also a warship coming out there someplace. 25 seconds. There's, you dropped a couple of Cinnabombs on Sinistar. That's 500 points apiece. Doing really good. There's a warship. Good. Boy, you play this game great. 14 seconds. 8, 7. six, five, four, three. Can you get some more points? Yes, you can. And that is it. All right. Woo! Man, Colin, I would love to see you and Kevin get a hold of this game and play each other. You're a good player.
Thank you very much.
You never got killed. You have a score of 9,410 points. Congratulations. Head on back. Let's see what Ron can do. Come on, Ron. I hope you were watching what he did.
Yeah, I saw it.
You don't sound very happy about it, Ron.
Well, it was a good score.
It sure was. Let's see how well you do. Okay. You'll have 50 seconds like he did. Again, there will be no score on the screen, but we will tell you people at home as soon as Ron is finished with his scores. Our official scorekeeper will tell us for this game. It is Sinistar, 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Sinistar, you drop some bombs on him. 15 seconds. All right, not bad at all. 7,710 points. Congratulations. Nice play. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game here on Starcade. Please stay with us.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel in the European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. The Starcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Wacko. It's a wacky world of weird monsters changing to mutant monsters and back again, with Captain Coozer flitting about in his saucer in pursuit. The arcade game Wacko, furnished by Midway Manufacturing Company. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kev, thank you very much. All right, let's see where we are so far. We'll take a look at the scores. Colin, you have a score of 9,410. Ron, you have 7,710. Okay, a couple thousand points separating the two of you. Colin, you're in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name, the game board. Well, I'll ask you another question. Hands on buzzers. Let's see who picks the next game. In the game Tutankham, the object of the first screen is to A, reach the treasure map, B, reach the golden mask. Colin.
A, reach the treasure map.
Right you are. You got it again. Good for you. Well, there's four games up there. We haven't found the mystery game yet. Which game do you want to play?
Super Cobra.
Super Cobra. Super Cobra it is. Now we will ask our resident snake how to play that.
A nice try, Jeff, but there are no snakes in this game, only helicopters, and it's going to take a lot of skill to pilot your chopper through these space tunnels, avoiding attacking UFOs and missiles, exploding fuel tanks to pick up more gas. It takes five hits to destroy a meteorite, and that's where the big points come in. It's Super Cobra.
Okay, Kev, sounds like an exciting game. Why'd you pick this game?
I've played it before. It's one of the ones I knew here.
All right, good enough. The only thing I can tell you, I'm not too good at this one, but Ron, you might listen to, be careful of your fuel. Don't run out of fuel. You got to blow up the fuel tank to get yourself some more fuel, right?
All right, thanks.
Okay, good luck to you. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Thanks. Be careful. Good move. Whoa. I guess you have played it before. Doing great. Watch the building. 30 seconds. Made it. Plenty of fuel. Things are going to get tougher now. Whoa. gets really narrow in here. Let's try it again. Hey, one more time if you have time, but down to about 10 seconds. Oh, no, not that time either. 2,090 points. Okay, Cullen, nice going. Head on back. Ron, come on down here. Okay, Ron. You see what happened to Cullen? He got messed up and it got narrow. If you can get through there and make some points, you can catch up to him.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, ready to go?
Okay.
You have 50 seconds also. Get ready, get set, play. Oops. We didn't get to the hard part yet. Here he goes. Another one coming up. Hang in there.
Okay.
Hang in there. Whoa. Whoops. Yeah. Same place. 20 seconds. Get through there. There. I think you're going to make it through there. All right. Now let's see what happens. That's right. Keep going. Building. All right, 1,660. Well, the good news is you didn't have to go through that narrow space. Right, let's head on back. We're going to check the scores, find out where we are, and see who gets to play the name of the game board. Both of you had to play a chance to play Sinistar and Super Cobra. One of you now is going to play for a very special prize. We'll total up the scores for both games, and we'll see who gets to play the name of the game board. Cullen, you have a total of 11,500 points. Ron, you're sitting with 9,370.
All right.
Cullen, you're the lead. Come on down here. We'll play the name of the game board, see if you can go home with some prizes here. All right. Now, behind you, as you know, is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you'll win a marvelous prize. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right. Turn around. We'll take a look at the upper left-hand corner. Is that Fantasy or Jungle Hunt?
Fantasy.
Right you are. That's one. Number two, is that Star Wars or Tron?
Tron.
Ron is right. Number three, is that Galaga or Phoenix?
Galaga.
You got three so far. Looking for the fourth one. Is this Space Duel or Quantum?
Quantum.
No, not Quantum. However, you got three out of the four, and if you turn around, I bet you Kevin has a prize for three out of four. Do you, Kev?
I sure do, and it's Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey's provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player. Sisey's.
All right, Cullen, doing really fine so far. You're in the lead. We'll see if you can keep that lead when we come back in a minute, and we'll play the final round of Starrcade. We'll find out who's going to have a chance to win their very own video arcade game.
Here's the latest news from the Starrcade hotline. Now you can learn about software and hardware in your swimwear. On the balmy, palmy shores of Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, you can snorkel in the Blue Caribbean and then snorkel in the computer. It's a relaxing way to catch up with the computer phenomenon, thanks to Club Med and Atari, who have joined forces to make your computerized vacation a warm, relaxing experience, as well as an intellectual one. Punta Cana, computers in the Blue Caribbean. And now back to Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, this is round two, guys. This is a big challenge. Only one game left to play, and this time only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win Wacko, the video arcade game. So if you're ready, here's your last question. Ron, you need to get this one because you got to have some control here. All right, here we go. Hands on buzzers. Turbo is a driving game, B, space run.
It's a driving game.
A driving game, right? Sure, you got it. And you need it, too, because you need some points, and it's your choice of the games. We have three games left, and we have not yet hit the mystery game, so let's find out.
I'll try Moon Patrol.
Moon Patrol. I don't hear the mystery game sound, so that was not it. The mystery game was Wild Western.
Oh.
But you're going to play Moon Patrol, so we will find out now from our very own space cadet what Moon Patrol is, Kevin.
The game is Moon Patrol, and your mission is to pilot your moon wagon on the lunar surface, avoiding UFOs, rocks, and other lunar obstacles, and jumping over craters. Score points by firing on the enemy UFOs. or by destroying or jumping over lunar rocks and other obstacles, and by jumping moon craters. Make bonus points by reaching the goals set for you in better than average time. It's time for your drive on the moon.
Okay, Ron, you need points here. All I can tell you about this game is that you have a joystick there that goes fast or slow. The faster you go, the more points you can get.
Okay.
So go, just keep on firing, and don't fall in any holes.
Okay.
Good luck. You have 40 seconds this time for Moon Patrol. Get ready, get set, go. There you are. Looking for some targets. There we are. Get some points now. Look out! Almost got you. Yeah, you're doing fine. Yeah, I got two. 10 seconds. Okay, 1,700 points. Ron, not bad. Congratulations. Good enough. Head on back. Let's get Cullen down here. All right, Cullen, you familiar with Moon Patrol?
Yeah.
You heard all the things I said to Ron?
Yes.
All right, you going to pay any attention to him?
Probably.
Or probably not, right. All right, don't forget fast and slow. The faster you go, the more points you can score. Are you ready?
Yeah.
40 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. All right, got some targets coming up. There we go. Good. Look out. Jump. Okay, head on back, Cullen. Let's take the final scores and let's find out who's going to have a chance to play for Wacko. We'll check the final scores. Cullen, you have a grand total now of 13,050 points. Nice score. Hey. Ron, we'll take a look at your score. Your total is 11,070. Our winner is Cullen. Ron, nice to see you. Congratulations. You played a good game, I think. Cullen, maybe just a little bit too good for you, I think.
Thanks.
All right, we have some nice gifts for you. Thanks for being with us here on Starcade. And Cullen, you have something special coming because you are today's big winner, and so we have a special prize for you. Kevin?
It's the Aquarius Compact from Mattel Electronics, a complete home computer system with a keyboard, a printer, a data recorder, and a memory expander, packed together to perform together from Mattel Electronics.
Thank you very much, Kevin and Cullen. You've also won the right to play for your own video arcade game. That's our grand prize. We'll see if you can take it home. It's Wacko, and we'll see what happens right after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite. And from UMI, Word Feud, the competitive word search game that involves the whole family. It's irresistible fun for everyone. UMI software for family home entertainment, Word Feud from UMI.
And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, now the big challenge, Cullen. A chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed. One of them is Journey. The other one is Wild Western, two of the elder statesmen of the video arcade games. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Journey, you'd have to score at least 1,556 points, okay? If you picked Wild Western, you'd have to score at least 498 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. I understand you reached your decision. You picked Wild Western, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
All right, Wild Western it is. That means if you score 498 points or more in 30 seconds, you'll win this Wacko. While Kevin tells us about Wild Western, let's go over and get ready to play.
It's the good guy against the bad guys in a race with the train carrying the loot. And you're the good guy, of course. It's your job to protect the train. Gallop into the battle, use the train for protection, and jump on top if the bandit does. But whatever, protect the loot. It's Wild Western.
All right, Wild Western it is. I haven't played this game. Any special technique you're going to use?
No, not really.
Okay, 498 points is what you need. You need it in 30 seconds. You do that, and you're going to go home with Wacko. Now, you know, I said that before. We had a call from Kevin's girlfriend. She was terribly excited about that. No, we're not giving away Kevin, so I'm sorry to disappoint you. He will be home later. Okay, now, if you're all set to go, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Good luck to you, Colin. You have 30 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. 498 points is what you're looking for. There's 100. Look out for that guy. 200. Seconds. Come on, get some more points. 10 seconds. 9. 500. You did it. You did it, Colin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got yourself Wacko that grand prize. You're a good player.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you here on the show. Congratulate him. Here they come, all your friends. And this is Jeff Edwards. See you on the next Starcade. Until then, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Wardrobe furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.